If you're in downtown Chattanooga these days, you'll see flags celebrating black-owned businesses in the city. The flags are part of Chattanooga Recreates Black Wall Street, a month-long spotlight on those businesses that is also grounded in history, from Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1921, to Chattanooga's own past, to Juneteenth, which will be a city holiday for the first time this year. Vanessa Jackson is Community Program Coordinator at the City of Chattanooga's Office of Multicultural Affairs. Vanessa, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us more about Chattanooga Recreates Black Wall Street.
Well, Chattanooga Recreates Black Wall Street is an observance to recognize the contributions and the impact of Black business to the city of Chattanooga. We are paying homage to the 1921 Tulsa Massacre and the abundance of wealth and community-driven self-sufficiency from the Greenwood community and African-American community in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're learning a lot about Black Wall Street, even at this time with the 100-year anniversary, through a lot of the documentaries that are being shown right now that talk about what happened during that time when the business community in that small segment of Tulsa was so vibrant that a dollar could circulate within it more than 19 times before it left that small community. It was full of businesses ran and owned by African Americans of all kinds. So a lot of that history has been lost or hampered in terms of that story being told. And so what we want to do is to tell the story, but also give it a Chattanooga spin with relevance to the importance of the Black business economy in Chattanooga, paying tribute to some of the longstanding businesses in Chattanooga, some of the first Black businesses in Chattanooga, and to make the connection between the Chattanooga Black business economy and doing business with the city of Chattanooga and increasing supplier diversity.
And that's why this is a month-long recognition. It's not just looking back or looking to another part of the country. It is about right here, right now, and going forward here in Chattanooga.
Correct. So what we're doing for that month is encouraging people to celebrate Black businesses in our city, to patronize Black businesses in our city. There may be people that maybe don't frequently patronize Black businesses in the city of Chattanooga, but they do exist. And so we want to encourage that by highlighting those businesses. We have in our Office of Multicultural Affairs, in collaboration with several other entities and certainly our purchasing department, put together a list, a directory of Black-owned businesses. The first directory being one that includes businesses that actively do business already with the city of Chattanooga. And that directory includes about 300 and some odd Black businesses from within our city and region that work with the city of Chattanooga already in its procurement processes. Then we're also compiling a list of community businesses, which are just that, businesses that are well-known within the community, businesses that have been recommended to us by those who live in the community, of business owners and entrepreneurial pursuits within the Chattanooga Black business scene, to also include artists, nonprofits, etc. So we're proud that we're going to be presenting both of those lists to the broader community at this time, in addition to encouraging the community to patronize Black businesses. And we're just proud, too, of some of the things that you'll see downtown. We also, in partnership with our community partners at the Downtown Chattanooga Alliance, you will see Juneteenth flags hailing downtown Chattanooga on Market Street. We're going to have some flags in front of the Black businesses in our downtown vicinity. On the June 19th event, which is Juneteenth, we're planning a big event at the Miller Pavilion, which is a socially distanced event, but an event nonetheless where we want people to come and see photos that we'll have available of some early businesses that are Black-owned within the Chattanooga area. We'll also have the NAACP there, and they will be encouraging people to become members and providing other information about Black Entrepreneurship. We'll have our partners EPB there, providing information about their supplier diversity efforts in the city as well. And so we are just wanting to open this event up to the entire city to come, walk through the event, take a look at the pictures, observe the flags that are hanging, talk to representatives from the city of Chattanooga so that we can tell you about how to do business with the city of Chattanooga, so that we can tell you more about how to become what we have termed as an MWOBE business, Minority Women Owned Business Enterprise, and how to actually apply for that city certification. That's a stepping stone to national certifications for businesses. We know it's all about relationships. So we like to use this opportunity to build relationships with Black and other minority business, any business owner in the city, in fact, that wants to learn more about what we do to bring about a more diverse economy here in Chattanooga, and certainly our partners as well.
And we should remind people that this Juneteenth is a city holiday, a first.
It is, and we are so proud of that this is the first city holiday for city employees, and that legislation was pushed by a number of city council persons, but sort of headed by Councilwoman Demetrius Coonrod. And so we're happy. Me being a city employee, I'm very happy, but I'm also very happy for the message that it sends throughout our city that, you know, focuses in on the contribution and, you know, the true Freedom Day for African Americans in our country.
And during the event on Juneteenth, your office will screen a PBS documentary film called Boss, The Black Business Experience. Tell us a little more about that and how that connects to everything else we've been talking about here.
Oh, wow. So I think in 2019, we had the opportunity to partner with WTCI in the preview of Boss, The Black Business Experience. And we thought that during this time, Juneteenth, and as we recreate Black Wall Street, will be an excellent opportunity for us to partner with WTCI and PBS to show this movie during our time spent on June 19th at Miller Pavilion. It is a documentary that showcased, I guess, the early origins and impetus of Black business to our local economy. And not only the local economy, but just the evolution of Black businesses so that now they are part of this global economy of business and the power of Black businesses. It also features footage and information pertaining to the Greenwood Massacre event and how that event came to be and what has happened since that event throughout this country in terms of the surges of Black business and the pursuit of how Black business has impacted communities and neighborhoods and philanthropy throughout our world. So we thought that this would be a great opportunity to show this documentary again so that people will have an opportunity to learn more about the importance and the stimulus of Black business to everything we do and to the communities in which we live in. So we're just excited. We're glad to have WTCI as a partner.
And for people who want more information about all the events during this month-long recognition, where can they go online?
If they want more information about the events that are taking place and sponsored by the City of Chattanooga, of course, they can go to www.chattanooga.gov and go to the particular webpage for Multicultural Affairs. But there are a number of other Juneteenth activities that are taking place throughout the month. And we just commend the city and the residents for coming together to sponsor these events. So, you know, I encourage citizens, if they want to learn more, if they're interested in learning more about business or learning more about Juneteenth or even Black Wall Street, to take part of these events.
All right. Vanessa, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Ray.